arrived back in Rome at lunchtime on Monday at the conclusion of his five-day pastoral journey to Brazil for the opening of the fifth General Conference of Bishops from across Latin America and the Caribbean. As he left Sao Paulo, church leaders from across the vast continent were getting down to business at that meeting, which continues until the end of the month, and which will attempt to come up with answers to the huge challenges facing the churches there. At the inauguration of the conference in Aparecida on Sunday, Pope Benedict launched an urgent appeal to the bishops to form a new generation of Catholic lay people to promote their faith within the spheres of politics, education, and the media. He also urged governments in the region to promote the dignity of women and to support the family, which he called one of the most important treasures of the Latin American countries. Our correspondent Ema McCarthy was in Sao Paulo as the Pope's plane took off for Rome at the end of this, his first journey to the continent of hope.
Glorias, eu exaltarei.
The signs of enthusiasm and the deep piety of this people of the land of the Holy Cross will remain forever impressed in my memory. Together with so many pilgrims from the length and breadth of the continent, they have given wholehearted proof of their faith in Christ and their love for the successor of Peter. These were Pope Benedict XVI's last thoughts as he boarded the special Alitalia Boeing 777, which was waiting for him at Sao Paulo International Airport on Sunday evening. He was bound for Rome at the end of his pastoral voyage to Brazil. Be a continent of hope and of love, he had said to the Fifth General Conference of Bishops from Latin America and the Caribbean early on Sunday in his opening address to the great ecclesial gathering at the Marian Shrine of Our Lady of Aparecida, the culmination of 5 days rich in pastoral celebration and personal encounters.
Es motivo de gran alegría estar hoy aquí con vosotros para inaugurar la quinta conferencia general del Episcopado Latinoamericano y del Caribe.
Issues such as the jeopardy of Catholics abandoning the Church because of insufficient faith formation, the need for a greater presence in the media and for Catholic leaders in social and political spheres, but above all the role of the lay faithful in establishing a society of justice, were at the heart of Pope Benedict's all-encompassing address.
La fe en Dios ha animado la vida y la cultura de estos pueblos durante más de 5 siglos. De encuentro de esa fe con las etnias originarias ha nacido la rica cultura cristiana de este continente.
He told delegates to the conference that a missionary church capable of renewing the faith in the third millennium cannot be a political one. He said the Church's fundamental vocation is to form consciences, because only by remaining independent can the Church really be an advocate of justice and of the poor. But he added, neither can the Church remain silent before the destruction of defunct ideologies such as Marxism or capitalism, which he said degrade human dignity.
Será también necesaria una catequesis social y una adecuada formación en la doctrina social de la Iglesia, siendo muy útil para ello el compendio de la doctrina social de la Iglesia.
Pope Benedict observed that the time had come for this majority Catholic continent to overcome the notable lack of Catholic leaders in the political sphere, in the world of the media, and in the universities. Latin America's bishops, he said, must inspire the lay faithful to bring the light of the gospel into the public life, into culture, economics, and politics, in order to promote a just order in society.
I can say there was an enormous progress since the time I was here, but still the gap between rich and poor is growing.
The president of the Vatican's Council for Justice and Peace is Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino. He was there on that unforgettable night when, in a football stadium overflowing with the young people of Latin America, Pope Benedict XVI launched an appeal for the future of the continent. To the thousands who cried out his name, he said, "Do not waste your youth. Do not seek to escape from it. Live it intensely, consecrated to the high ideals of faith and human solidarity." Cardinal Martino said his hope is that they will take up the Pope's challenge in the future.
What I say many times when I'm going around the world and addressing to the young people, don't wait that the authorities, that those who are in charge will take care of you. Perhaps they will never. And so, but start you, yourself. Come together, a few young people, and do something so that, especially if you can get this microcredit, and so you get a little amount of money, and after you can start a little thing, and from that you can grow, and you can be the protagonist of your future. I hope, and I'm sure that. Seeds of good seeds of action, of commitment to work in the social field, there will be. Of course, not everybody, but I think that the seeds will go in the good soil and someone will do something. And I'm grateful to the Pope that mentioned the social doctrine of the Church, which is with the compendium of the social doctrine of the Church, who has been published also in Portuguese in Brazil. It has been published up to now in 33 languages around the world. And so I think that if young people, lay people, take up this compendium, we'll be helped in order to create something.
Glórias, eu exaltarei, grande é o Senhor, e por Ele tudo é feito, hosanas, eu aclamarei, digno de louvor, santo é o Senhor.
But as Pope Benedict's plane lifted into the night sky over Sao Paulo city, accompanied by cries of Adeus Bento Dietises, it was not the great gatherings of the Mass at Aparecida or the profound discourses that remained emblazoned in the hearts and minds of the Brazilian people who turned up in their hundreds of thousands to encounter their Pope. It was rather these small gestures. The Pope, drawn by their persistent calls to the balcony of the Sao Bento monastery where he stayed while in Sao Paulo, not once, not twice, but up to four times in one day. The image of a lively seven-year-old boy, Enzo, carefully accompanying the relics of the nation's first saint, Frei Galvão, through a field of waving roses. The Pope's donation of over $200,000 for the protection of creation's greatest work of art, the Amazon. The frenzy of federal police desperate to protect the Pope from the encroaching crowds who traced his every move. But I personally feel that one image, one visit, one afternoon spent in a river valley high above the city slums and favelas of Brazil's urban sprawl, sums up Pope Benedict XVI's personal pastoral mission to the future of the Latin American continent.
Essa é a música que os meninos fizeram, o Papa Bento.
Queridos amigos e amigas, eis-me finalmente na Fazenda Esperança.
The Fazenda de Esperanza, the Farm of Hope, where he embraced the continent's lost youth who had lived through the hell of drugs and violence, who were the products of this amazing poverty. It was there where, after listening to their stories, he uttered those unforgettable words.
A dignidade humana não pode ser espezinhada desta maneira.
Human dignity cannot be trampled upon in this way. He said those who harm the little ones, the favorites of God, will be called to account for their deeds.
Os preferidos de Deus.
For it is there at the Fazenda de Esperança that the ills of Latin America are laid bare. And it is also there where the energy, strength, and solidarity of its people make real the promise of the continent of hope, of the continent of love. From Brazil, I'm Ian McCarthy.